This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host Ali, and today we want to discuss some of the moral virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Stay tuned. Dear listeners, today we are going to discuss one of the moral traits and virtues of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, and that is humility. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was bestowed with utmost humility, and his nature was absolutely bereft of any kind of pride and arrogance. He had inherited this quality also from his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who established principles of good manners and lofty morals on the earth. Narrators have quoted many examples of his lofty manners. One day His Eminence passed by a group of destitute having meals on the quote-unquote poor platform. It's called Suffa in Arabic, in front of the Prophet's mosque. You know, so there was a mosque of Prophet Masjid al-Nabi, and in front of that, there were people sitting and, you know, they were having their meals. This day, these same people invited the Holy Imam, Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, to join them in their meals. Imam Hussein alayhi salam alighted from his mount and ate some food with them. So he sat down with them and he ate food with them. And mind you, these are people who are really like destitute and poor people. You know, they really don't have enough resources to make a decent living. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he ate that food with them, and then he said, "I accepted your invitation. Now you also accept mine." They accepted Imam Hussein alayhi salam's invitation and hastened with him to his house. Imam Hussein alayhi salam told his wife, Rabab, "Take out what you used to save." She took out all the money she had saved, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave the full amount to these people. Brothers and sisters, this is how humble our imams were. Especially when you look at the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you find many such examples. And these examples are found primarily in the life of Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who set this trend. And then all of the imams of Ahlul Bayt, without any exception, they led this type of life. They were always considerate and humble towards the oppressed and the poor people of their region or their area. They would sit down with them, they would eat with them, they would meet with them, they would speak with them, unlike many of these dignitaries that we have today. They don't want to like associate or even let alone mingle, you know, even just talk to the poor people, right? Unfortunately, this is the type of world we are living in today. We need to introduce these virtues that existed in the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam at large, and not just, you know, introduce it to the world. First, we need to practice it. We practice these moral traits, and as a result of that, these traits become part of the society. When they are in the society, we can actually practically show the world that this is how the Islamic model works. This is how Islam is preaching to its believers. You know, this is a way of life. This is how we need to think. This is how we need to practice these virtues and values. So in addition to praising the imams of Ahlul Bayt, we need to attain those moral traits and virtues that they possessed. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.